producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Okay, I counted it up. Christmas is 18 weeks from tomorrow. It turns out that Christmas is actually on a Friday this year. I thought everybody would want to know that. Aren't you just so excited you hardly know what to do?
Very.
All right, so there's that. Mercury is retrograde, for those of you who keep track of these kinds of things. We have a full harvest moon coming on the 28th, so in 11 days, a little less than 2 weeks, and it's also a total lunar eclipse. So communications may get a little wobbly, all right? So we have to try our best to, first of all, take deep cleansing breaths. Second of all, be nice to one another, be gentle with one another, and understand, check your spell check. Right? I keep getting all these text messages that seem like they're in Urdu or something, because people, you know, that and my spell check for some reason changes joy to almost anything else it wants to. So, and obviously I use my name, so I just thought I wouldn't say that. Speaking of which, remember the story we talked about the kid who took the clock to school and got arrested?
Yes, I've been watching that.
Yeah, and what I said, because when we covered the story very first, because I covered it first of all in the morning, because I'm doing Doug Steffen's show, this have been for about the last week and a half, and I said, this kid is going to get a scholarship to college, and he's going to get job offers, and in fact, that's exactly, he got invited to the White House, that he got invited to do Facebook. You know, I mean, he's going to get a huge number of job offers, and apparently he's just a sweetie pie. And this poor police, chief of police, which you feel kind of sorry for on some level, except not at all, and who said, oh, no, you know, we had to do this, and, you know, there are all these sort of stories about, and, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I don't think the police chief was the bad guy in this one. I think they overreacted, and they said, well, we handcuffed this kid to protect him. Right, from what, and other police officers. It's the teacher that called the cops that I worry about, because presumably the teachers know this kid, and they know that he is kind of a science geek, and I don't know. It's one of those stories that makes you sort of want to take a deep breath and scream. If you need to take a deep breath and scream or not scream, 855-993-7569. We've got a lot of movies to go over today, so probably not going to do that till next hour, but we'll see. We'll see where we get on this one. It is National Constitution Citizenship Day, which seems terribly appropriate after the debates last night. We got three more debates to go. I don't know. I think regardless of your politics, it seems to me that this is kind of like a Saturday Night Live sketch. That these guys, instead, they actually talked a little teensy, tiny bit about policies. But it's like they're all auditioning to be stand-up comedians somewhere. I mean, the forum is just ridiculous. And that airplane in the background. And people keep saying it's Trump's. And I said, no, no, no. It's at Reagan's library. And apparently they've retired that plane. So he gets the plane, the Air Force One. At any rate, so one of my stations had a cruise around the island last night, which is a really nice night. It usually rains, and so they had that on, which was watching those debates with a room full of people is an interesting experience. As far as I'm concerned, I think there's something really important going on, which is a huge national disaffectation with politics as usual, and in the long run, I think that's going to serve the country. I'm not sure any of those guys or women need to be president, because all of them seem to me to be, I don't know, they're on another galaxy than what I want presidential candidates to talk about, of course, a year in advance. But the sense of disaffectation of, we don't trust anybody. Well, we know in the program when we did, do you trust your government? And basically people don't. It was interesting, though, that what came out of that discussion on here was not that they don't trust the government, it's that they don't trust politicians. Because, as a bunch of people pointed out, politicians on a local level tend to run pretty well. roads get repaired, the kind of nuts and bolts of running local government tends to happen. Although I was talking with somebody last night who was very upset about local politics as well. He just says it's corruption with a capital C. So I don't know. It's also National Apple Dumpling Day, which seems terribly much fun. And Time's Up Day. What does Time's Up Day mean? Your time is up?
Well, it's kind of speaking to the fact that we all have limited time, so reach out to the people with whom you have maybe a strained or...
make amends?
Yeah, make amends, you know.
All right.
Keep people in your thoughts, I guess.
Apparently. Okay. Time's Up makes it sound like, remember the guy who said it was going to be the end of the world, and then it wasn't?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does sound like that.
Yeah, it does seem to me a little bit... maybe we could call it... Make Amends Day, which seems terribly appropriate because the Jewish New Year is going on right now, right? And one of the days is Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement, which is different than amendment. I guess make amends is to apologize for somebody. To atone is to, I guess it's between you and God on that level. I don't know. As we know, I'm not the world's biggest authority on religion. I know a lot about a lot of different religions, but not my strong suit. Okay, on this day in history, in 1382, Louis the Great's daughter Mary is crowned King of Hungary. Not an easy thing to do as a woman. And Hungary's in the news again today. Guess what happened in 1630? Boston, Massachusetts was founded. That's a pretty old city. In 1683, Antoni van Leeuwenhoek writes a letter to the Royal Society describing animalcules, the first known description of protozoa. Wow, protozoa are very old, even the description of them. In 1776, the Presidio of San Francisco is founded in New Spain. I assume that means... No, in 1776, so would New Spain be California?
I don't know. Let's find out.
You'll find out.
I'll find out.
It would seem to me it would have to be. Because
California,
Old
yes.
It would have to. Old Spain would be in Spain.
Right.
I didn't know that California was ever called New Spain. Did you?
I didn't. Much.
So there we go. See, listen to this program. We will help you win Trivial Pursuit games. In 1787, the Constitution is signed in Philadelphia on this day. In 1814, Francis Scott Key finishes his poem, Defense of Fort McHenry, later to be the lyrics of...
The Star-Spangled Banner.
Yeah. Right? In 1849, abolitionist Harriet Tubman escaped from slavery. In 1859, so it's a pretty interesting day. Joshua Norton declares himself Norton the First Emperor of the United States. Remember Emperor Norton? I think there was a play called that. In 1961, the world's first retractable dome stadium, the Civic Arena, opens in Pittsburgh. In 1976, Space Shuttle Enterprise was unveiled by NASA. Remember, there was a big fuss about that it was the USS Enterprise. And Gene Roddenberry. There you go. That's what it was named for. It really was. 1987, Pope John Paul II embraced an AIDS-infected boy while visiting San Francisco. God bless. 1991, the first version of the Linux kernel is released on the Internet. The Linux kernel, sorry. Yeah, watching when operating systems are released, I don't know. 2001, the New York Stock Exchange reopens for trading after September 11th, the longest closure since the Great Depression. So September 11th, and this is the 17th, so that would be 6 full days. Long time. 2001, Occupy Wall Street movement begins in Zuccotti Park, New York City, which is right next to my studio. So I guess being down here, I've experienced a lot of history in the last decade or so. And then we've got the Pope coming, Pope Francis coming to New York next week. Big fuss about the tickets, which were given free and are now being scalped on the Internet for $5,000. Shame. I think lightning will strike you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I've been talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in an area that's got pretty good water. And as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, there's kind of funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I can put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want. Like I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure. And it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than buying a dollar, a buck and a half, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about it. I'm getting one for the guys. So they'll have one during my program as well, because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to drjoy.com and click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay! ProPure.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, London Lovey, 855-993-7569. Not a bad time to get in touch with me about whatever it is on your mind. You know, we covered a story, I guess, yesterday, and as I said, you have to be careful about the headlines, because if you just look at the headlines, you're going to get often a very distorted picture of what the article is actually about. And the story yesterday was that Mark Zuckerberg was considering putting a dislike button as opposed to like on Facebook. That wasn't the story. He said he would not put a dislike one. He was looking for some way to have another way of people commenting other than like, because he said there's some sad stories, for example, somebody announcing a death, and you didn't want to put like, but you wanted to say, you know, I feel your pain, or I'm with you. See, I think saying I'm with you, or I'm not with you on this story, is much more effective than like or dislike. But it seems to me that the internet is already so negative that putting a dislike button, not a very good idea. And apparently users are saying, no, we don't want a dislike button. But he never said he was going to put a dislike button on. And if you look at the original article, it was, you know, it wasn't what the article was, which my computer just burped. Apparently my computer is not with me today. But as I said, Mercury is retrograde. We got a harvest moon. I don't know. I think communication is going to be a little tricky for a while. And if someone could talk to my computer and please bring it under control, that would be good. Here we go. Let's see if I can find it again. The company plans to implement some form of a dislike button. That isn't what he said. He said that we put something other than like, so that you could sort of say, you know, I'm on board with this or I'm not on board with this, which... several users worry the dislike button would lead to cyberbullying or make Facebook a more negative space. Hard to imagine. Social sites such as YouTube already have a thumbs down function and are still popular and usable. They said they were not going to put a dislike one. He never said he was. It's a dislike would be a way for people to interact with content that is sad or emotionally complex. But that, I mean, all you have to do is put "I'm with you" or "I'm not on the side with you." Or they said they may be sorry or empathize. So they're just giving you a slightly more kind of options than just like or dislike. There you go. Alrighty. So what we thought we would talk about today is things that make you proud. And as I said, it seems like a great sort of coincidence that the kid in Texas who took his thing to school, although I'm one of those people who says you shouldn't take things to school, and a lot of schools have the rule, and we actually have talked with a school administrator who said you can bring anything to school, but you have to get a permission slip to do it, which I think is, I mean, that was my deal with my kid. Is you can't take anything to school or bring anything home, because I didn't want to have to worry about, well, you know, she said I could borrow this, or she didn't say I could borrow it, or someone took it, or whatever. So apparently you can bring, and I remember even when I was in school, back when dinosaurs roamed the earth, that you couldn't take stuff to school without a permission slip. You couldn't take things home from school either, including the hamster. All right, what are you most proud of, excluding your kids? All right, Trev, you don't have kids, right? So that's you don't correct. Even have to exclude anything. So what that's are you right. most proud of?
Anything I have created or written. I've written a few songs, you know, kind of gotten my feet wet, and I really, you know, I've had somewhat, I feel like they were pretty good, you know.
Do you want to bring one of your songs here and sort of play it sometime? You don't necessarily have to do it today a cappella, but would you like to do that? To have just, I mean, listen, you're part of the team, and if this is something that you're proud of, that's part of you, do you want to bring that in someday, bring a recording or something? Or you can do it live if you want.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do it live, but...
Live yeah. is scary. Would yeah. you like to do that?
I think that'd be cool sometime, yeah.
All right, I'll tell you what. Well, let's make, in the next couple of weeks, we'll have a show-and-tell day where all the listeners, go. Including Trev, can call in with a poem or song or limerick. I would say it can't go more than, what would you say, like 90 seconds, Trev?
That's gotten pretty long.
All right, let's say a minute.
Yeah.
All right? We'll give you a minute of airtime. You can lead up to it, but you can do it live if you want. You can tape it if you want. It has to be 60 seconds or less. You can lead up to it and talk about it, and you can, you know, we'll give you an opportunity to kind of air. You can say you've aired that your creation, whether it's musical. You can't, paintings are not going to work very well, folks. What can I tell you? We can put them on the website, I suppose. So you can send us paintings.
You can call and describe it.
No. That's like doing a mime show on radio. You can't do that.
So it's got these really nice brush strokes that go this way, and I got blue here.
And my pink is just so, it just sort of shades into orange.
It's really good, you guys.
We're not going to do paintings. But you can do a poem, you can do a song, you can do an essay, all right? 60 seconds or less. And we'll do it. We'll announce it. Maybe there's a creative day. Maybe we'll do it on the full moon.
There you go.
That'd be kind of cool. When September, it's the 28th. It's a Monday. So maybe Monday the 28th we'll do it. Except you're not going to be here on the 28th. That's not your day, is it?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No, you're on the 21st. My guys know they can't do it with me a whole day, a whole week at a time, so they alternate. All right, so I'll tell you what. We'll do it. How about if we did it October 1st? We'll start off the new month because that's October 1st, and we'll do it. We'll do it National Creative Day, all right? And you can lead off. I actually have already had my singing debut at the Friar, so I don't know that we should necessarily trouble you guys with my singing.
Oh, I don't know. We should. But is that your proudest moment, singing debut, or
no? Actually, proudest moment. I did improv. That was probably, that was my scariest moment, but that was probably, I'm trying to think if that's the proudest. I have a tendency to not say no, because I think nothing's going to happen. You know, people say, oh, would you like to, yeah, sure, great, thinking it'll never happen or they'll forget about it or whatever. And then all of a sudden you're committed to do something. And this one, someone said, well, how would you like to do? And I don't think they use the word improv because I don't know how I would have responded to that word. They said, well, we do the show. And oh, sure, of course. And so then they decided the night before we're supposed to do it, it was in front of a paid audience at an off-Broadway theater. I mean, this was not in somebody's basement. And people paid. And all these five women had been doing this for like 7 years, where they did an ongoing kind of TV thing. And so they decided that maybe they should have some sense of what I could do or not do before we actually did it live on Monday. So they called. And that's where I got my three rules of life, which is that in improv, there are three rules. First of all, you always say yes, not no, because no closes everything down. If I say, Trevor, are you still using drugs? And you say no, then there's no place to go. If you say yes, then there are lots of possibilities. All right, so that's number one. He's not using drugs, folks. Number two, that you have an infinite number of possibilities, but every decision narrows your options to the point of inevitability at some point. And number three, regardless of what you're doing, commit to it completely. If you're watching a fly cross your finger, commit to it. Pay attention to it. Don't be doing your shopping list. And I decided those are the three rules for life as well. So, all right, when we come back, what you're most proud of that's not your kids. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. For those of you who are looking for something to do, statewide coastal cleanup day is Saturday, so you can get yourself down to the beach, and all those beer cans that you left around, you can now pick up. There you go. Be good. Alright, so we're talking about two things. First of all, that on October 1st, you can call up and share your creative pursuits, whether it's literary or musical. It has to be 60 seconds or under. And we're going to, you know, I'm probably going to have to keep a stopwatch on you because you can't go on, all right, on and on. So pick your best stuff, number one. Number two, your kids can do it, but they have to be able to dial the phone themselves. You can't go, okay, Jimmy, say tonight's Dr. Brown, you know, your alphabet. You can't do that because Jimmy will sit there and go, okay, and that's not good radio. So, but we'll do that on October 1st to honor Trevor and his creativity. And I was saying that I would tell you the rest of the improv story. which is it actually came, and they said to me, don't worry about it, because if you get stuck, or you just don't, you know, you just need a break, we'll do blackouts about every 5 minutes. Okay. So I get up there, and all I knew was, they said, do you want to play yourself? And I said, uh-uh. So I was Dr. Gay, Gay White, I think. And I'd written a book called High in Life, and I had a serious drug problem, and I flashed my tatas at David Letterman, and I had a son who was a drug addict. That's all I knew. And I come out and say, I knew what my opening line was going to be, because I came out in a house dress with my hair up in like four different pigtails and rubber gloves and a spray bottle of Windex. And I said, stop or I'll shoot. That's all I knew. And so I was doing this and paying attention. And you have to really pay attention. Because if you ask me to stand up in front of a group, which happens not infrequently, and someone, I'll go to a birthday party and someone says, will you stand up and say a few words? And I, oh, geez. But you do it, all right? And I suppose you could argue that the program is improv because I have no idea what you're going to ask, which means I have no idea what I'm going to say. But that's not with a group, right? And there was no storyline. It wasn't fiction. And it wasn't interacting with five other people. So I'm doing my thing, and I'm finally deciding, you know, man, I'm fried. I need to go take a break. And so I'm leaving the stage, and someone grabs my arm, and they said, where are you going? I said, a blackout. They said, no, it's a curtain call. You've been on for an hour and a half. So it was probably the most intense thing I ever did. But between that, I was probably better at that than I was at the singing debut. But, you know, when I do things that I really don't, I'll tell you what I'm proudest of this week, which is I hooked up my computer. I switched over my computer and hooked it up by myself. And that's, you know, I'm a princess. I don't want to have to do that kind of stuff. And I just decided you can do this. So I'm terribly proud of myself about that. All right. So, all right, let's hear what other people are proud of. Hopefully you guys have slightly more meaningful accomplishments. I also broke two toes, so, you know, it sort of puts things in perspective.
All right. All right. Janet says, staying alive in this century.
Well, what was the threat? I mean, you don't wear your seatbelt, or what's the deal here? Ingesting noxious substances, or...
Yeah, and also, isn't this century kind of going to be one of the safer centuries of all the centuries that have come to pass? I mean,
I don't know.
Modern medicine and...
Yeah, well, we haven't... Yeah, we've got medicine, we've got antibiotics, we've got cars are safe, we've got airbags... We've got hopefully less pollution than we've had before. We have less pesticides, so our food is presumably marginal, especially local food is marginally healthier. Our life expectancy is longer than it's ever been before. Fewer people are smoking. We know that the risk of smoking. We have earlier detection of lethal diseases. So I don't know. I suspect you're alluding to something that has eluded us. So. Or maybe just being facetious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, I mean, in the last 15 years, I mean, 2001 was a little iffy. But the last 14 years have been, and you're not in the armed services, presumably. I don't know. Okay, but your reference is to something that has eluded us. So call us and tell us what you were actually referring to.
Yes. Donna says, doing my time in the Army wasn't my thing, but it did give me lots of life lessons.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And see, you guys are very evocative when you talk about things like that. Well, the two things, the first thing that having gone to medical school and having really no background in it and having sort of done it. But I'll tell you, most recently was my trip to Israel, where I didn't speak the language. I was just jet-lagged out of my skull, and it was by myself. And you know, the thing is, when you can do things that you didn't know you could do, I think there is a sense of accomplishment. So good on you for the Army. Good for you.
Mm-hmm. Robert says, getting two associate's degrees, one in network administration and one in science biology.
Good
also
for you.
Still being on this side of the dirt.
Well, yeah. I think those are things to be grateful for. I'm not sure they're things to be proud of, but okay.
Mm-hmm. Peter says, my volunteer work with Animal Rescue.
Good for you.
That is good.
Yeah. We're going to have an interview on It's Broken, Let's Fix It, that will specifically, I think, appeal to you, Robert. I'll just tell you what it is going to be ahead of time. It's in the next couple of weeks. I don't know exactly what the date is for it, or maybe I do, and I'm just not focusing on it. The Big Apple Circus, as I mentioned, is coming to town, and I thought because they use rescue animals, especially the dogs, that we would get their head veterinarian on to talk about how you train animals, what kind of animals are good for in what kind of situations, how to pick a rescue dog. So I think you'll get a kick out of that, hopefully.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, isn't that fun? I just decided that was because so many people have dogs, and so many people sort of will pick a dog on the basis of a movie. For example, when 101 Dalmatians came out, everybody was getting Dalmatians. They're not good dogs for kids, and they're not good dogs for small apartments.
They're a bit edgy, Dalmatians.
Yeah. Yeah.
As far as I understand.
And there's some animals that are really good, like a sheepdog. That's a dog that really needs to move. I mean, that's what they were taught to do, is to herd. So, you know, and they're quite often, if you have a kid that'll run, the dog will nip the kid. And that's what they're taught, that's what they're bred to do. So I just thought there's so many people who have dogs that might be kind of a fun thing to do. So that's coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Do you know the dog that I heard is the best with kids, or one of the best with kids, is actually pit bulls. And they used to be called nanny dogs because they're so,
really?
Yeah, very, very calm and very...
I don't know. I have a couple of friends who've had serious facial scars from pit bulls. In fact, I was at, as I said, the San Gennaro Festival, and there were a couple of pit bulls, and a couple of people went just ballistic of, you know, a dog being around that many people. My understanding about pit bulls is they're kind of one-person dogs, that they like one person, but if they're not very friendly in general. The issue is not, you know, what I would have said was beagles, that they're very, or labs. I think labs are lovely animals, but they're big, and quite often people have them in small apartments. But sat next to one on a plane once, or actually he sat on my feet. It was and this new thing about everybody having a guide dog, what do they call them, service dog? And it's just a way for people to be able to take dogs that are not necessarily service dogs at all with them on places that dogs aren't normally allowed. I have a relative who does that. Drives me nuts.
Mm-hmm.
All right, keep going.
Annie says, donating bone marrow to a stranger. I was a perfect match for her. I've never had surgery before. It'll be 3 years in October, and I still don't know who she is or where she's from. Also proud of volunteering at my local animal rescue league. I walk dogs and clean cat cages once a week and just love it.
Well, there you go, and good for you for doing both. Although my understanding is that you can't be around, especially cats, and I think dogs in general, if you're going to do any kind of organ donation. But bone marrow is not a comfortable thing to do, so good for you. And you've saved somebody's life. There you go.
Matt says, getting my BS and MS in accounting at 48 and 49 years old.
Yeah, I think you should be incredibly proud of that. I was talking with somebody last night we were talking about my foundation and trying to hook up with an agency. And he knows this agency called Roots and Wings, which, as you know, is one of my favorite expressions anyway. And he is the result of it, of kids who go through the foster care system and they get tossed out at a certain age. And he went... Not only he went to college and is now doing fundraising for nonprofits, and he's part of that system, so he believes in it very strongly. But good for you. Education at any age, good on you. You guys are doing great. All right, let's hear what else.
Jessica says, putting myself through college, though my parents didn't help or even advocate for it one bit, I chose to get out of that situation and have moved forward with my life at least at 18, despite the odds being against me.
Good for you. Education, always good investment. In your future, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work. Sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. This is something that I want, which is they have a robot that can map your house and remember where it's cleaned. I can remember where it's cleaned, too, where I can write my name in the dust I haven't cleaned. It's, you know,
that reminds me of a saying my grandma has, which is, you can write your initials in the dust, just don't date it. I always think that's funny. But her house is clean, so she's the silly lady.
Yeah,
but anyway.
Your grandmother's a woman after my own heart. Okay, so let's go back and tell what we're proud of. Hopefully not. Remember in the old days, women used to be proud of seeing their face in the linoleum floor because they were so clean? Oh, please. As long as, you know, I don't have to shovel out, I figure, it's clean enough. Although there is something about having everything all neat that, you know, it'll stay neat for a little bit. So, All right, we're talking about what you are most proud of, except it can't include your kids. Because, And, you know, I put the excluding your kids for two reasons, really. One is because it's boring radio for you to say over and over again, oh, my kids. And second of all, to realize that your kids are not your accomplishment. It's not to say that we shouldn't work as being good parents and we can't be proud of our kids. But if they're what you're most proud of, where does their sense of self come from? I mean, where does your sense of self come from? So I really wanted to kind of subtly explain to you that isn't, I'm not saying, you know, that you can't look at your kids and say, I'm really proud of that kid or they did really well. But to say, to take credit for their accomplishments means you also have to take responsibility for their failures. And I don't think most of us want to do that. Not to mention, it denies their own personhood. And you definitely don't want to do that. All right, keep going.
Right. Let's see. David says, my family and wedding photography. It's a job that I like to do, so it doesn't feel like work. Being single without kids, this helps fill in those gaps missing in my life.
That's an interesting idea. Did you see Kim Cattell's interview this week that said she didn't like the word childless, that she felt she was a good mother even though she didn't have any kids?
Oh, that is interesting.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what that means, but that whole... And Gabriel Union also came out this week saying that career women meant that you were going to be barren. Because I think she's 42 or something. She's a very nice woman, and she's gorgeous. She's one of those people that you go, she's like jaw-droppingly pretty. She's also a very nice woman. I did Being Mary Jane with her. And but she's saying that, and there's a documentary out called Pushing Motherhood, where all these women who are, I think the youngest is 39 and the oldest is probably approaching 50, of wanting to have children. And some of them go through IVF, which is a very expensive emotional as well as financial investment. But it's affecting more and more women as women are deciding that they want to get their career at least launched before they have children. Complications. All right, let's hear what else people are proud of.
All right. Carrie says, I got divorced 9+ years ago and have made it on my own since then. I own my own home, which I do most of the maintenance on myself, including finishing off a basement, successfully co-parenting a special needs child, volunteering on the board of directors for our region's developmental disability area agency, and participating in adult sports leagues. I have a full plate every day, but I love that I have done it successfully on my own.
Well, good for you. Just make sure that you have enough time to take a deep breath every once in a while and just chill, okay? Because, you know, you really don't want to be to the point where you're just feeling like you're on a treadmill. But it sounds like you're doing a lot, but you've accomplished a lot, so good on you.
Right. Maureen says, going back to school and becoming a nurse.
Good. Great. Love to hear those stories.
Yep. Julie says, being married for 35 years. Pretty remarkable this day and age.
Yeah, I was sitting at a table last night with two couples, and one I've known for a very long time, and they've been married for 40 years next week, and so that's a huge accomplishment, as is 35. I'm not suggesting that that they're not both really important. And the other was this adorable couple who were celebrating their 4-month dating, and it was really cute to see, you know, those opposite ends of the spectrum. And The couple who'd been married for 40 years did have a little bit of a tiff where one of them says to me, well, where is he? And I said, he's upstairs. And she said, well, when you see him, tell him I'm looking for him. So I said, she's looking for you. He said, well, tell her I'll text her later. They have been married for a long time. And the other couple couldn't take their hands off of each other, couldn't take their eyes off of each other. So there you go. All right, 855-993-7569. Amanda. I'll tell you what we're going to do here. You're going to tell me a little bit about what we're going to talk about, and then I'm probably going to put you on hold so I can give you as much time because we're just about to bump up to the end of the hour. Fair enough?
Yes.
All right. Tell me what we're going to talk about.
I have a 20-year-old brother-in-law that we've been financially helping out for 3 years, and I'm just at my wit's end. feel that we should no longer help them out, and my husband feels different.
Okay, fair enough. Let me just get a little bit. How long have you guys been married?
Close to 10 years.
Okay. And this is your husband's brother, right?
Yes.
Okay, does he live with you?
No, he does not. He lives on his own.
Okay, and can you give me the idea about what kind of, it sounds like financial help mostly, yes?
Yes, it's basically every 2 weeks.
And how much do you give him?
$25 every 2 weeks.
And what does he use it for?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
All right, does your husband have other sibs or just this one?
No, he has other ones.
Does he support financially any of the other ones or not?
We do have his other brother that is currently living with us that we are helping out financially as well.
Okay. How old is the one that's living with you?
19.
Is he still in school or has he graduated?
He graduated.
Okay. So does he have a job?
Yes, he does. Both of them have a job, actually.
Okay. All right, I'll tell you what, when we're on the break, what I probably need for you to do is give me some sense. You don't have, so one of them's living on his own. Does he pay, does the one who's living on his own, are their parents alive or not?
Yes, the mother is alive.
Okay, and what's her financial status?
Well, actually, they were both adopted as children, so their mother is a senior.
Is their mother's a what?
A senior.
Senior, okay.
Yes.
And now was your husband adopted as well, or is he a biological child?
No, he's biological.
Okay. All right, so we've got two brothers who are adopted. How old is your husband?
43.
Okay. Do you have family members at all?
Yes, I do.
How many do you have?
I have five brothers. We do help my two younger brothers. They're the same age, 19 and 20.
Okay.
But we only help them maybe once every few months.
All right. I'll tell you what. What I'd like you to do, do you work outside the home?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I'll tell you what. I'm not even going to give you a homework assignment. I just, when we come back, we'll figure out how we're going to do this. I'll tell you what I'd like you to do. See if you can figure out how much you've given in the last year to his brothers as opposed to your brothers. See if you can just give me a dollar amount. All right, be back and talk about it. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brennan. I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.